Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Two Bros, One Flick. Andy here, along with Sam.
What's up, guys?
And just the two bros bringing you a good, a fun review. a pretty popular movie. It's a 2000s Snatch, directed by Guy Ritchie, starring Jason Statham, Brad Pitt, and Benicio del Toro, among many other kind of well-known faces, I would say. And a lot of lesser-known faces, probably to American audiences, but I'm guessing all these British actors are pretty big in their own right back in their country.
Yeah, I think so. And Guy Ritchie does like to use, he likes to use some of them repeatedly, kind of the way Tarantino does.
What was I going to say? Rusty Trombone is texting me right now. I'm sorry, I'm confused. Shout-outs to Rusty Trombone.
Shout-outs to Rusty.
He told me that he's ready to be deflowered by me, so
great.
I know, good news for everyone here.
Good news for everyone.
Celebration.
Finally.
Yeah. Guy Ritchie, you know, I think a lot of people know him by now. He's the guy who directed the Sherlock Holmes movies recently, and is kind of he's got a very peculiar way of directing, and
yeah,
he has a really
distinct style.
Yeah,
I mean, really, if you've seen one Guy Ritchie movie, you know what all of his movies are gonna kind of be
think
like
you're,
thematically.
And I think with like British filmmakers that are among his contemporaries kind of tried to copy that. I remember a Layer Cake that came out in the mid-2000s or late 2000s with Daniel Craig.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Guy Ritchie, but that guy was trying really
hard to be
Guy Ritchie.
Yeah.
But that was a good movie in its own right. This is a very interesting story and interesting tidbit as Brad Pitt plays a gypsy,
an awesome gypsy,
who actually is like kind of known for there are a couple movie stars who are known for really bad accents in movies. One is Kevin Costner in Robin Hood, where he basically has no accent, or he tries really hard.
Yeah.
You know, Keanu Reeves in Dracula.
Yeah,
and
don't you dare make fun of
right.
Reeves there.
People really
Dracula
think
did
that.
Have that accent. That's his real accent.
I know. How dare I? But like, Brad Pitt is definitely, I think, people argue that he has probably had one of the worst accents of all time in this movie.
Well, I don't know if it's that really that bad of an accent or if that's just how they speak.
I think
completely
what happened
unintelligible almost the entire time.
Well, I think that part of it was that it was funny like that, but there was no way in hell he can actually pull a regular accent off. So they were like,
yeah, they're just
let's
like
pull it off as something funny, and no one's gonna get it.
Yeah,
right?
No one's gonna get it.
And that's part of the fun to it. Sam, I'll let you explain the story. It's basically an ensemble cast, which makes this movie very, very fun to watch.
Yeah, there's a lot of kind of interesting characters, very, very vibrant characters, I would say. All the characters in the movie are like goofy and interesting in a very particular way.
And each one
that
has
makes
their
it
kind of
fun to watch.
Story. Each one of those stories are very unique, and they all meld together into one kind of coherent movie.
Yeah.
The
story is a little bit complicated. Basically, I guess there's like a diamond heist, and so these dudes get a bunch of diamonds, and there's like one diamond that's like extra big.
It's the Pink Panther.
Yeah, it's like the Pink Panther. Shout outs to the Pink Panther. And mm-hmm. Steve Martin's really, really bad, but also kind of awesome too. Pink Panther movies from the 2000s.
Oh God, I'm a huge Pink Panther fan of all the Peter Sellers movies, dude. I fucking love that shit so much.
Yeah, I love that cartoon. It's a good cartoon. Anyway, basically a bunch, they get the diamonds and this dude wants to buy the diamonds. And the guy who kind of wants to buy the diamonds is, he's American. And so it's a kind of a big deal for him to come to Europe. That's one. Also, there's a bunch of these like boxing promoters, kind of like this really bad dude named Bricktop, who was played by a very frightening
Alan Ford.
He is kind of in the middle of, like, he runs, like, a boxing thing, but he also kind of wants, I guess I don't remember if he wanted the diamonds or not. It gets kind of complicated.
Well, no, it's basically, I guess we could classify it as, like, two or three main stories with basically
a couple characters
two or three parties per each story.
Yeah,
and they all get interwoven. And there's not necessarily that all three of these stories work together in the sense that there's continuity between them. It's just that they all intertwine.
Yeah.
But it's not like Crash where you have like...
Okay, no,
you know
you're right. It's
about?
Not like Crash where they're all kind of separate.
It's all
basically
kind of separate, but it's all... Yeah.
Yeah, basically there's this one Russian dude who is kind of like the central character in all of the stories. I think. Except maybe
except
the boxing
for the boxing
one.
Thing. That's the but thing. It's we're trying to tie it, kind of give you guys an idea of what it is.
It's a little it's hard
kinda,
to understand.
It's kind of tough, but yeah. You should just take our word for the three distinct stories that kind of weave in and out of each other's paths, basically.
Yeah, there's a diamond story where it's like a diamond heist and a dude wants to buy it. There's a
boxing story
where basically an awesome boxer gets taken out by hilarious Brad Pitt gypsy. And it's about, you know, him getting it back, getting his money back and, you know, those two guys doing mm-hmm. okay. And then there's a robbery story about these three black dudes.
And that ties into the diamond story,
because,
essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
And that story is kind of the glue, but not really in sense that one kind of brings both boxing and the diamond heist story together.
Yeah.
I think that's as good as we're going to do as far as like...
It's really hard. Like, if you watch the movie, it totally makes sense. But it's hard to explain it because of how complicated kind of it goes back and forth and how silly some of the... Basically, the Russian dude is awesome.
For sure.
Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of the confusing arc of the story. What did you think about highlights and favorite scene, Andy?
Oh, we're jumping into them quick. Yeah. Well, I guess before we're going to go into the highlights, I'd like to mention that we have these big name actors, Jason Statham, Brad Pitt, and Benicio Del Toro.
Yeah, yeah.
Benicio Del Toro is probably in the movie for the first half.
Yeah.
Maybe the first third.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's not in it a whole lot. Yeah. But whenever he is on screen, it's very articulate.
Yeah, and Brad Pitt is probably the main character as far as like things that revolve around him, especially towards the end.
Yeah, yeah. For his story, it's easy to follow Brad Pitt's stuff just because he's a fighter and he gets drunk and then he fights some more and then sad things happen. But then he fights some more. Yeah.
It's
and then Jason Statham and his buddy, I don't remember what his buddy's name is, whatever. Jason Statham and his buddy are the other like main character.
Yeah, yeah. I think
and they're boxing promoters.
Yeah, kind of aspiring boxing.
Yeah, and they're kind of like the fun comedy part because they get fooled a bunch of times.
Yeah, and the three kind of bank robbers with the heist gone wrong lends to some comedic elements to it.
Definitely.
I like the movie and the fact that it had the ensemble cast, and whenever it's something like that, when you have so many different characters. And as far as general highlights go, I think it makes for an interesting time. Like, even if you might not like one story or might not like one character, you have a crap ton of characters they can still like.
Yeah, there's always something kind of fun around the corner.
Yeah.
It's almost like a Girl Talk album. Yeah.
Yeah, Girl Talk.
Shout outs to Philadelphia and you ruining your career.
I know, right?
That third album. No, I'm just kidding.
Trying to think. In general, that's what I liked about it. Favorite scene... I liked the scenes with Dennis Farina as the jeweler from New York who came over.
Yeah, the New York jeweler. Yeah, that stuff is his parts were pretty
awesome.
He's
in Get Shorty and Saving Private Ryan. Like you guys have seen his face before in lots of movies.
Yeah. You recognize him as the kind of sleazy, hilarious dude.
Yeah, I mean, to say that these guys are typecast would be.
An
understatement. Yeah. These guys are all playing things that are, except for Brad Pitt.
Except for Brad.
He's trying to
hit a little bit, I guess. Because this is 2000 and Fight Club came out in like 98, so he's still kind of being like a crazy fighter dude.
Yeah. But I think everyone plays to type, which is cool, and you kind of expect it.
Yeah.
Favorite scene? Anything with Dennis Farina and like the, God, who is it? The crazy assassin guy that he has to hang out with when he's hunting down.
Oh, yeah.
I forget who it is. Diego, do you remember the crazy assassin guy from Snatch?
What was the crazy assassin guy's name?
The ex-soccer player?
Yeah.
The guy who hit somebody's head into a door with...
Yeah.
In Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels? I have no idea who the fuck that is.
Okay.
Thank you, though. That's okay. Great job. That's okay. At least we were narrowing him down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, apparently he's a recurring character in many of his movies. Yeah. Not like the character, but actor.
Yes.
I really like that kind of – that guy in this movie is funny because he basically – the reason why he comes to Britain is because no one can get it fucking right. So he's going to come and do it himself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's Vinny Jones.
Yeah, Diego is – pointed
good,
out.
Good job.
That it's Vinny Jones who he was in Swordfish, X-Men: The Last Stand, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking
Barrels. Was he in Extras, by the way?
Extras?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in Extras. God, with Ross Kemp. That was a great episode. If you guys like any Ricky Gervais like Extras from the HBO series, I love that episode. But anyway, that's how I know Vinnie Jones. Probably a very popular actor in Britain. You see him in a lot of movies. Yeah, I'd say any scene with that guy, I really like that kind of back and forth they do, and like the torture scenes, because it's all kind of like in good fun, even though it's kind of brutal.
Yeah, it's kind of brutal, but it's really lighthearted and like goofy and silly throughout.
You said that
about
the whole movie.
Yeah, but that's Guy Ritchie's
style. Yeah.
He likes to keep it light.
Yeah.
He likes to keep it fun.
What about you, Sam?
Highlight. I also like the ensemble cast a lot. I kind of really like the way that the movie was paced. Because there's never any scene, when I was watching at least, where I was like, oh, this scene is going on for too long.
Right.
Or like, oh, this is kind of boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it keeps going. It like constantly hits you with more and more stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know we made it sound confusing to explain it because so many things happen.
But once you watch it.
When you watch it, it all flows very.
And that's
very
that's really a good credit to the director because, I mean, they had a lot of moving parts to the movie.
Yeah. Guy Ritchie did a great job in making the film very easy to follow while being really complicated in terms of all of the stuff that happens. Because a lot of different things happen and it's pretty fun throughout.
Right.
So I like that. Favorite scene would probably be the very end with what happens.
Oh yeah, the gotcha moment.
Yeah, the gotcha moment. I like that. That was cool.
Yeah, we'll just call it a gotcha moment. When it's kind of a gotcha moment, but we didn't spoil it for you guys. Trust us.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah,
it's fun. I like that part a lot.
Okay, Sam. So what about lowlights? What did you think that you thought could have been better, or anything you didn't really like?
Lowlights. I guess what could have been better for me is actually, I think I might have to think about it for a little bit. What's your lowlight, Aiden?
I don't know, man. Like,
see, the thing, the reason why it's kind of hard is because, like, the movie doesn't aim to be something amazing. It's not trying to be, like, an epic. It's just trying to be, like, a fun kind of gangster, goofy flick, you know?
Yeah.
Its goals aren't super high.
It's just, you know, it's just a story about...
It's really likable.
When you start out, the movie starts out where you think, okay, the story about a jewel heist, but then when you're... it's really not about a diamond heist. It's basically just about this kind of like connecting stories about how they get interwoven.
Yeah.
Even though they're not really resolved all together. That's the thing. They're not. They're not all very separate stories.
Yeah,
but at the
all
same
the stories
time,
aren't resolved too well.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think of... There's nothing I really didn't like. There's nothing I really disliked about the movie. I'm going to give it... For all the nice things I'm saying about it, I'm going to give it a fairly low rating towards the end. But
foreshadowing.
Yeah.
He's going to burn the movie.
Yeah. Because I was very... I liked everyone's performance in it, but I thought it was just... there wasn't anything about it that made me think, like, wow, this is a great movie.
Yeah.
You know? And this,
that's kind of how I am, too. Like, there's nothing in
the movie. Well, I'm going to make you give your... I'm going to make you give your point decimal system first because, like... I want to see what it is before I tell you mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want you adjusting to my score. I think that's a safe bet. Don't you think so, Diego?
Yeah, I think that's pretty valid.
Well, I have a number in mind.
Sam is very flaky with his numbers.
I'm super flaky.
I've seen him move up and down. He'll
20
finish
points.
A movie, give it
once
10.
20 points.
Yeah. Little known fact, he gave Summer Hours a 15.
I did.
And then we came down
I
and talked about
did.
It.
I did, yeah. A 15, and then I dropped
that's
it down
a good little
to a
trivia
five.
Tip for you.
Yeah, no, I mean, are we doing the points together?
And Diego just joined into the fringe here. What's up, Diego?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
You know, Diego, we want to run down, like, since
your highlights?
You did the high, like, just give us your highlights. Because
I think
in
you
general.
Like this movie a little bit more you than
I really
did.
Like this movie, actually. Okay. I really like all of Guy Ritchie movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one did you like better than Lock, Stock? Because we haven't seen Lock, Stock. Which one did you recommend?
I would probably rather have watched Lock, Stock.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll have to watch that sometime and let you guys know
how
it
is. I think we should. I think we should watch that now.
Just to ask, is the story as, like, kind of complicated as Snatch is with all the characters and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah. There's a lot of moving pieces.
Okay.
A lot of the characters are actually the same. It could really be
the
same universe. Yeah, the characters.
Yeah,
actors.
Yeah. Okay. I was just curious because I haven't seen it, but
yeah,
that's cool.
But it's pretty similar.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's very topically relevant with
I read,
Princess Kate's nudie pictures coming out and all.
Ooh.
What?
I read...
Wait, what?
The,
Yeah, some French magazine got pictures of Princess Kate's tits.
Kate Middleton?
Yeah, that sounds like her name.
That's probably...
I didn't know
but
that.
But Kate Middleton's tits, when did that happen?
I don't know. It was on Reddit today.
Oh, Reddit.
Pro tip for you guys.
Check them out.
It's not a
Google
tip.
Image.
Don't. Not that great.
I don't recommend
it. Oh, no, that. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, not that's the image. Bad. I mean Reddit.
Oh.
Oh.
We're on two different things.
Great
man.
Job, France.
We could describe them both the same way, apparently. Yeah.
Not that great.
Not that great.
Really, you can take a pass.
It's on the internet.
Burn.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk general highlights. Why? Okay, you know, you're macking on some Baby Ruths right now in the middle
we got
of
some
fucking
Babe Ruths.
Sorry, guys, I'm really hungry.
Well, you make me hungry, dude.
Yeah.
Especially with the chocolate placement right on
your
crotch.
Right, yeah. Right on that
basically
crotch.
I wish you guys would stare less hungrily.
Is that
at that?
Is that the candy bar that smells like peanuts, or is that like that area?
Yeah, just that area smells like peanuts.
Actually,
I think.
I just it's my cologne. I just wear Eau de
Peanut. It's very heavy. Yeah. That's great.
He slathers.
I'm allergic to peanuts, so
slathers
it's perfect.
Peanut butter.
He bathes in it every night before he goes to bed. He has to just cover himself in peanut butter, and then
it's really great. You guys laugh. That's fantastic. I'm actually like 80 years old.
Oh, okay.
It's like cocoa butter, but times 10.
Yeah.
Nice.
Apparently.
Okay, so general highlights and maybe a favorite scene real quick.
Okay, I guess the general highlights. I always like these kind of caper movies.
Right.
Where, right, there's like a heist. I guess there's not actually a heist here.
Right.
But it's anytime like the you're end dealing of a heist. With,
yeah, it's the end
kinda
of
like
the
Reservoir
heist.
Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Yeah.
Kind of, but
I,
not
yeah,
not
really.
Really.
Actually, no.
Well, I mean, like, it's like right at the, after the heist is over is when the movie
well,
starts.
Well, you
that's
also get
I mean.
To see the heist in this movie.
Yeah,
like
a little
the most
bit.
Attenuated way is it like Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
There's a heist.
There
it's
is
not,
a heist.
It's not too much of the stuff within the heist.
I think this movie comes like in a not great a tradition focus. Of great British gangster movies.
I would agree.
Right? Because all the police and I'm going to say all of Europe, but especially Great Britain are kind of lame. They have to wear those funny ass hats and really you could never take them seriously because they just have a stick.
And what's the story about the hat, man, with pregnant women?
Oh, right. So apparently the law was a couple years ago that in London, if a pregnant woman needed to pee, she could go up to a cop and ask him or her. I guess maybe the ladies wear hats too.
Yeah. The
are
ladies
there,
do
are
wear hats.
Female police?
Yeah, they wear hats.
Police person. Police person.
I didn't
what
know
we'll
there
use.
Are female police officers.
There are.
I didn't. Yeah. Anyway, the pregnant lady could ask for the hat and then use the hat to pee in.
Oh, okay.
That's hilarious.
I want
Which
that to be true.
That
better be
true.
Hey, Britain, that better be true.
Yeah. If not, they better make it true.
They better make it true.
Yeah.
Remember 1984. You can rewrite the past.
Yeah.
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 So, I mean, I guess I like the dialogue and the action sequences best. And probably my favorite scene is the very first fight with Brad Pitt and whoever the
big dude.
The big dude.
Isn't his name the head?
Is it the head? No. Gorgeous George.
Gorgeous George.
That's
his name.
Gorgeous
his name.
George.
Because I think the head is
someone else.
The Vinnie Jones character.
That's the Bullet Tooth
That's
guy.
Bullet
That's Bullet Tooth. You're
Bob.
Right.
They Something
all have
with
cool,
alliteration.
They all have cool. That's the thing.
Yeah, forget about that. They all have cool nicknames.
Yeah, what is
That's
it? The Bullet
fun.
Dodger.
Yeah.
That was a cool name.
Oh,
name.
Yeah.
Why they call him the Bullet Dodger?
He dodges bullets.
Obviously. Yeah. Right?
So but that's in general, like the dialogue. What about favorite scene?
Yeah, the favorite scene is where, probably where Gorgeous George gets knocked out. It's the very first scene.
I like
with,
that scene a lot, too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really solid.
Yeah.
Mostly because Brad Pitt looks just really shocked that he just knocked this big asshole out.
Yeah.
Does Brad so Pitt look shocked?
I don't know if he looks
Jason,
shocked.
Jason Statham looks
Jason
shocked.
Jason Statham
Jason
looks totally
looks
shocked.
Definitely shocked.
And his little buddy looks
but
super
Brad Pitt
shocked.
Looks kind of surprised. Like, I thought we were going to have a good time because he spent like the first, I don't know, maybe minute leading up to it, he'd been getting his ass kicked and he's just stretching out. And then he just levels him with one punch. I think he looks a little surprised. You know, I think this is a good opportunity for the viewers. Watch the scene. Send an email.
I think they're going to tell you you're wrong.
I think they're going to tell you you're wrong.
Yeah, they're probably going to tell
we'll
you you're
see.
Wrong. It's on
time
YouTube, though.
Time will tell.
It's probably on YouTube.
Time will tell. I don't know about that.
It really won't.
Time's not going to tell. Nobody's going to respond to this. Nobody's listening.
It's not a time-sensitive ordeal that we're dealing with.
No.
Yeah.
History will tell. it will
future
be in the books.
Generations will
100%
down.
Of people surveyed will respond.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
So that's probably my favorite scene.
Okay.
That's a cool scene.
Lowlights in general.
Yeah.
Lowlight. Well, I can't think of any lowlights. Like nothing really
problem.
Stood out
that's
to me.
That's kind of where we're at too.
Nothing really stood out. Like my favorite scene is Just a good scene amongst many good scenes. There were no outstanding ones, but no really depressing ones.
Yeah, he doesn't really. There was never a terrible
scene. I think that might be my low light, is that Guy Ritchie didn't really take any like big chances. He didn't take a risk and do something like that could have been really outstanding for the movie.
I feel like since I told him that I was going to give it a good review, he's changing his review on the fly right here, Diego.
I thought of a low light. The guys that have to... Like, is it three black guys that have to rob?
Yeah, let's not get racist.
They're three black guys. It's not racist. They're black.
Well,
racist. It's
God
a color.
Damn. He's so racist.
Whatever. Well, anyway, I thought that storyline went a little.
That's not African American. How he's a British.
African, well, they're not African. They're British.
British.
African British.
Black British.
Blackish.
Blackish. I like Blackish.
Please tell us. Look at the racist laugh. Seriously. Look at him.
For the viewers that we have in Britain, please respond and tell us what you call your black
people,
citizens.
Your black folks.
Yeah.
Oh, this is getting worse.
This is getting great.
For a guy who lives in El Paso, you'd think he'd be more tolerant.
He's really not.
El Paso's like 90% Hispanic.
Oh, so you guys are just too good for the blacks.
So you're just too good.
Like no, I'm just saying we're just as racist. We're just...
Well, there you have
groups.
It, folks.
Oh, okay.
There
it's
you
not
go.
Being sexual tonight is being racist.
Just really racist.
That's how we do it. That's what all happens right. When you guys interrupt my dinner.
Interrupt your dinner of baby Ruth?
It's got everything you need.
You should know.
It's got milk
even,
chocolate
it's
that's
not even like
dairy.
It's not even like a full Babe Ruth. It's one of the like little bite-sized ones.
Yeah, I had tostadas before.
Oh, okay.
That was the appetizer.
I had tostadas, and now I can only have a bite-sized Babe Ruth.
You have chocolate on your pants now.
You got chocolate.
Oh, what a messy eater. It's so cute. Okay. I don't even know what that brown stain is right there. It's on your fly.
He's got brown stains all over him.
That's
so.
Not.
It happens.
That, but he has nice washed carpenter jeans. I do
like
those.
Always with the carpenter jeans.
Well,
they're the most religious
like,
of jeans.
Jesus
was a carpenter. Carpenter jeans.
I think Jesus' dad was a carpenter. I don't know if Jesus was a carpenter.
He was a carpenter.
Okay.
That's cool. He was a carpenter.
Yeah,
don't
worry.
I'm like a 15-year relapse.
Jesus
definitely a carpenter.
Oh, Jesus made his own cross. That's what happened.
Yeah.
That sounds like something that somebody may have
He's
said
like,
at some
no,
point.
No, guys. Let me do it right.
Passion of the Christ is a do-it-yourself video.
Do-it-yourself. Jim Caviezel is like, I'm going to make my own cross.
That makes sense why they were originally going to cast Bob Vila as that. Little known fact.
All right. We are digressing.
A lot.
So
I feel bad.
Your low light. What was your low light? The three black guys. Okay.
Yeah,
next.
Yeah.
We're moving
three black
on.
Guys. I thought that story went a little long.
Well, we were talking about that earlier, and we thought that the three black guys story was really in there to kind of make it some sort of glue between story one, the jewel heist, and story two, the boxing
one. Yeah, kind of to like collate those two. And similarly, the bullet dodger kind of collates the story between what do you call it? The diamond dudes.
The diamond
heist.
The
two guys.
The
two boxing promoters.
But his story was cool because I guess Guy Ritchie kept that short. And that, you
it's
know,
really
the
more of a corollary to
out.
One of the stories.
I see what you mean.
There are many branches. Think of this movie as like a tree.
Yeah.
With many branches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how trees work.
Yeah. And Guy Ritchie's knowledge is the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nourishing the plant.
Yeah.
Low lights.
Vinnie Jones is the sun.
It's really hard to give this movie low lights because there's nothing necessarily bad in it.
Yeah, really. Diego just kind of helped me think of that. That's the only thing I could really think of is that there's
nothing. Thank you, Diego.
There's
nothing
like.
There's nothing like. I'm always happy to help change Sam's mind.
Yeah.
Mid
well,
review.
No, because I was thinking of one. Like, I couldn't really think of one, but that's a good one. Like, he doesn't really do anything super exceptional that stands out a lot.
Yeah.
So, honestly.
Yeah, the pacing was good. The
pacing
dialogue
was
good. The action was good. The violence was.
Agreed.
Violence was okay.
The violence could have been
a
little
lighthearted.
Bit more.
It's a lighthearted
violence.
Yeah, it's
violence.
Fun. Yeah, it's fun. But I think when you go lighthearted, you can get really crazy with the violence and make it
and
fire. Yeah, that's Planet Terror, man.
Like Planet Terror, Boondock Saints comes
to mind.
Well,
I was thinking...
What about Kick-Ass? I guess none of you guys saw that, but
that's
really lighthearted.
I saw Kick-Ass at like
overly violent.
The most ghetto Tinseltown on I-35 in Austin.
I didn't even know they made ghetto Tinseltowns.
What? You've never been to the one
have
on I-35?
Have you been to any Tinseltown?
That's a nice Tinseltown.
No, the one on I-35 is disgusting.
No, you have not been...
Yeah,
like
I have.
To really shitty theaters.
Well,
that's
obviously
a nice theater.
Not. That Tinseltown with
that's
like
a nice theater.
Gum
not
and
like
semen. Semen
that's
gum.
Nice, that's nice to Diego.
That's fine.
It's extra chewiness. No.
Adds to the flavor.
It
of
does
the movie.
All
I know what you mean.
Kick
ass. Kick ass is that. Well, I was thinking about like the scene where in Inglourious Bastards where they bash the guy's face in with
I
the
love
baseball
that scene.
Bat.
That is an amazing
scene.
Oh, yeah,
the
bear
thing.
Jew. Or like the
bear
Jew.
Or like the stabbing the face with the pillow.
Yeah.
That one is like you know, stuff like that. Mm. Yeah. You can make it really gruesome, but kind of light like that. No. And this one is not really gruesome, but it's just
it's not gruesome. It's just kind of goofy. Yeah. Yeah. Even when the guy gets shot in the head, he has
it's
like
all implicated, like the guy who saws off limbs and stuff. It's like it's never really like ugh, gross. It's just kind of like
and
oh
the guy
my.
That feeds into the pigs.
Oh yeah, the pig thing
seems
is
cool.
Yeah.
Actually,
pig
I thought that was
gross.
Very interesting.
It's like it's Deadwood. That's a shout out to Deadwood.
Yeah, I've actually looked into buying pigs for unrelated purposes.
Oh,
to fuck them.
Probably.
See? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
With
unrelated purposes.
Unrelated purposes.
Well, you know, let's get straight to the
scores.
The scores. And I think Sam should start first.
I think Sam should start first. Because he never starts first.
He never starts because he always listens to our numbers first.
Yeah.
What? No.
Go ahead.
Sometimes
go ahead.
I go first.
No, go ahead.
I would probably give this kind of like a weaker seven. Just because
I don't think you reviewed it as a seven. I don't think
that's
you reviewed
not,
it as a 7.
That's not what I heard.
What do you mean? Yeah.
I think I heard like a 10.5.
At least.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, 10. Yeah, 12, 13.
Yeah, a weaker 7. What is?
I would give it kind of a weak 7. I thought it was good, but that like, again, there was nothing that I would have taken away from it after watching it. I was just like, oh, yeah, that was a really good movie. But I wasn't like, oh, this was amazing. I want to rewatch this, you know, in a
well, you were like that when we rewatched it.
No, I wasn't.
You picked it again, didn't you?
I didn't pick Snatch.
I've seen
it. Was just
I
on Netflix.
Twice.
Have you seen it already?
I've seen it one time, but that was like a long time ago.
I saw it like 3 weeks ago, and then I saw it again.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, you said you wouldn't want to rewatch it, but do you rewatch
it? No, I mean,
it?
Like, I wouldn't really want to rewatch it with, like, oh, shit, you know, I have to catch things that I missed, even though a lot of stuff
Oh,
happened.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't
In that regard, it's not really simple. It's not like a multiple watch, like, you know, I got to see this whole, like, I got to notice more things in this story.
Yeah, or there wasn't anything that, like, particularly caught my attention that I was like, I want to see that part again, you know?
Yeah.
Although the knockout scene is pretty cool.
That's a pretty cool
scene. That stuff
scene.
Is pretty cool. You can watch that on YouTube or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so yeah, kind of like a week 7. If it's on, I would catch it on Netflix because it's on Netflix.
It is on Netflix.
Yeah.
So if you want a fun, I think it's a fun one.
Yeah, it's
that's
it's a lot
way
of fun.
To kill about 2 hours while you're pretending to read for something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a 2-hour movie?
It was...
I think it's a little longer.
It's 104.
102 minutes.
So 100 and
2 hours and 42 minutes. Or sorry, 1 hour and 42 minutes.
Yeah, but then you're going to go back and rewatch the knockout scene like 10 times. So it works out
to
about 2 hours.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Diego, you want to go next?
Yeah, I guess what Sam gave it a week.
He gave it a week 7. Yeah. I bet you're going to go higher.
I'm
going to
go a little higher. I'm going to give it like a Herculean strong 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm not sure what that means.
Not,
I don't know
not to an 8.5 level.
No, apparently
which
not.
Is
I'm
you
not
gave,
sure what
you gave
weak and
Boondock
strong
Saints 8.5, didn't you?
I did. I enjoyed this, I guess, slightly less. But I did enjoy Lock, Stock
more.
I haven't seen that.
Would you give that the same as Boondock, or would you rate it higher than Boondock?
I thought we were going to wait to watch it.
Oh,
we
that's a good idea. We'll
more.
Save it. We'll save it. That's a little a little cock
teaser.
Yeah, very nice.
Diego is a cock tease.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, what would that mean to you, though? Like, you would definitely recommend it?
I'd recommend it. Yeah, I'd give it a strong recommendation to pretty much anybody.
Right.
I think it's a good family movie.
Okay.
Okay, it's rated R. That's nice.
It's fine. Kids should get kids to see this shit anyway.
Okay.
Well, it's really not that bad of an R. I think it's more of a language thing than it is a violence thing.
That's true.
Yeah, because most of the violence is muted. Like, you don't really see a lot
it's
of
it's all
like,
implied.
Yeah, a lot of it is implied. And, like, a lot of, like, the bank robbing scene goes terribly wrong. And it's all, like, almost slapstick when it gets to that point.
Yeah, it's definitely slapstick.
I'm trying to think. I guess it's my turn.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this one a 5.
Ooh!
Ouch!
Which is the
actually,
lowest?
That seems like that seems like what you reviewed it though.
Yeah, like the thing is, I liked it okay, and it's a 5 just because it's not a movie where it never did anything to me. I watched it. And it's basically stories that like it's cool and everything, but it doesn't amount
didn't
to anything. No, yeah, I might give it a 5.5 just because of the end. But it was
the
one of those
awesome.
Things. Yeah. It was one of those things where it was like, I don't know. I was bored watching the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was bored watching the movie. And this is the lowest rating I've given. Nope, Summer Hours.
Summer Hours. Got like
fucking Summer Hours.
I was going to say, you
Summer
Hours.
Summer
Hours.
Holds
summer
like, hours. A, it has like a, it has like a championship belt for
a
being
special
the
place
stupidest
in our hearts.
Fucking movie.
Yeah.
yeah, I was thinking about it, though, and I didn't hate this movie. I liked watching it. There's nothing bad about it. It's just one of those movies where I'm trying to think of movies where I've seen like stories that don't even intertwine.
Yeah.
And, like movies that I've really liked a lot more, like... Tampopo from Japan, which is 1988. It has a lot of. Well, we're gonna watch that one. That's gonna be my next pick.
Cool. It's on
but
record
like,
now.
Yeah. But like, bam. If you think about like Inglourious Basterds, which is kind of like apples and oranges, but you know, you have so many characters with different backstories and different, you know, kind of different arcs going in that movie. Mm-hmm.
Also, he's an amazing director, whereas Guy Ritchie's just like a good director.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying you
well,
see
it's a lot more different. I'm not really sure you can compare the two, like Andy's saying, because one of them has implied violence and
A
little different dialogue.
But, you know, like, let's talk about like the blonde girl who grew up right at the beginning of the movie.
Shoshana,
right?
Yeah.
And you see her arc.
Shoshana.
Right? You see that arc, and you actually really care about that story arc.
Yeah.
And then, like, you have the, Brad Pitt's troop story arc and everything.
Are you saying
like
you don't care about Jason Statham?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you that much
of
a heartless bastard?
I didn't care about what happened to any of these
dude,
things.
Dude, he has a little buddy, though.
It was just fun to see what happened.
They were trying to buy a caravan.
But a lot of the stuff, I was thinking, like, I kind of called some of the things that were going to happen.
Sure.
It's not, like, a really complex movie. And once you kind of get where the stories are going... Mm-hmm.
You can kind of see the end coming.
Yeah, and then like when kind of like all the three stories kind of combined in that like car wreck scene, right?
Which is hilarious.
Which is funny, but it's like, oh, we're gonna do it like that.
Yeah,
that's fine.
It's almost do you think it was kind of lazy or something?
I guess it was lazy. That's a good word for it. It wasn't anything like, man, this movie sucks. It was more like, you're gonna do it like that.
Yeah,
and that's fine. And then like the resolution up until like the gotcha moment was just kind of like, you know, there was sometimes, you know, I don't know how it's going to work out, what's going to happen, that type of thing. But up until that point, I really didn't care. It's just you're watching people do fun stuff on screen, which if you want like entertainment, it was a very entertaining movie.
Yeah.
Just I didn't come out thinking like, oh my God, what a great film.
Yeah.
Like, can't wait to, like, I would recommend it to people to watch it on a weekend with friends. It's a good friends movie. I think.
Yeah. It's a crowd pleaser.
It's a
crowd pleaser for sure.
You would recommend Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ahead of this?
I would recommend... What did I give Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I thought you gave it like a 6.
I gave it a 6, didn't I?
Yeah.
Maybe a 6.5.
I think that was on the criteria of a kid scale.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But
all the ratings are relative. They're just opinions, man.
I might be relative to each other.
Like lately I've been doing the thing where I'm comparing it to The Professional, right?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh.
And then you think like that was an 8.5 for me.
Sure.
And you know, I like Charade way better than this, and I gave that a 6.5.
Yeah, and I love Charade.
Right, and you love Charade. I liked a lot of those movies like that way better. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I would say,
it's an awesome movie.
It's an awesome movie. But like, I would prefer watching, I would watch Boondock Saints over this.
Really?
Really?
I would.
Wait,
watch.
what are you saying? Really?
What are you saying?
I would think I would watch both at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I want
okay.
stereo vision.
Now
we'll
definitely
I'd watch
now
Boondock
we'll get
Saints.
On him for his reviews.
Yeah.
Like, wait, I thought you liked Boondock Saints.
Yeah.
But
suddenly, Snatch is a better movie.
Yeah.
It's a better
movie.
Well,
I was thinking about
I just
like,
said you have to think about it. It was a Herculean 8.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm just thinking, you think Snatch, I think when you think of things like Snatch, I think Crash, I think Babel. You know
that. Well, I think Crash is worse, maybe
than Snatch.
I didn't really like Crash.
I'm just thinking about other movies.
But Babel definitely is way better,
right? Babel's way better. That Babel is one of those things where just like it was very unique in the storytelling. This is just
like Magnolia, even though that's completely
different.
Seen
that one. Yeah, together.
I love Magnolia.
Yeah,
everything Paul Thomas Anderson makes, I'm gonna give like a 11.
I really didn't.
11.
And the thing is, like, I'm giving this a 5, but I'm still recommending it. Which is, sounds stupid,
yeah.
but
it's
an entertaining movie. There's
it's really fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's definitely a crowd pleaser. Like,
it's definitely not the kind of movie you want to watch
alone.
By yourself.
Yeah.
I guess unless you're pretending to read.
Or you're really lonely or something.
Yeah.
Or you're not really watching it intently. Like, it's just on as
a
background.
That way you can just look in, see something entertaining, go
back.
Ha-ha,
that was good. Yeah.
Ha-ha, somebody got punched.
Exactly.
Ha-ha, somebody almost got eaten by pigs.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but I still recommend it when you want to watch it with friends. And it's on Netflix streaming. You can't go wrong.
Yeah.
So I would give it a shot. I gave it a 5.
Yeah.
But I still liked it enough to like say, if you want some fun, just watch that. Because that's what it is. It's just fun to
me. It's like I'm saying, it's a really likable movie, but it's not something you want to like, you know, have everybody watch because you think it's like something everyone has to watch.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe that makes sense as a 5. 5 should probably be the average movie.
Yeah. I would say so.
Sometimes.
Because this is like...
Well, it's the top of the bell curve, man.
Yeah, I'd say so. I would... Like, literally, I was thinking 5.5 because of the way it ended. Mm-hmm. And that thing was like, you know,
the end was fun.
And the end was like something where it's like, oh, I could have saw it. I could have saw it coming, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Right. And I kind of like the way that
I like the end. It was satisfying. Yeah, it was like, yeah, that was good. The happy ending. So a happy ending for us all.
You know, entertainment value is definitely up there, but it's like, as far as like substantive, like,
yeah, there's not a lot to it. It's just entertainment.
Yeah. It's there's like, it's a little Debbie snack. That's what it is.
I need that.
I'd eat it too. I know. Yeah. Yeah. You like delicious. You're eating Baby Ruth's on your jeans right now. So
We're all diabetics.
Yeah.
We're all soon to be.
Yeah. But
God, those brownies were good. Yes. Shout out to Buki for providing brownies.
Yeah, thanks, Buki.
She's my favorite international student at the law school.
I think she is the best employee at the OASP.
Oh God, no! I heard.
She's not what?
Yeah. Best employee at the OASP. That rhymes. Makes it true.
Yeah. No, I just said the international thing because Rusty told me about something in class last year.
Okay.
Yeah. From the teacher who I will not say the name because we got in trouble.
I actually almost did.
You know who I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about. I almost said it out loud like a moron.
Okay.
Yeah. You learned your lesson, man. Thank you.
Look at me. I'm learning.
Thank you.
Who knew I could learn?
Yeah. Yeah, but shout outs to Buki and her brownies.
Yeah.
Caramel brownies.
So we got
walnuts?
Yeah, that had walnuts in them.
Yeah, that was tasty.
We got an solid 8 from Diego.
Yeah.
A Herculean 8.
Yeah.
And a 7.
A weak 7.
A weak 7 from Sam.
Wow.
And then a straight up 5 from me. I'm being the party pooper tonight. But we all recommend it for whatever reason.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. And it sounded like we all recommend it equally.
Yeah. I guess so. Like if I had to watch, I would never watch it again.
Oh damn!
Oh, wow!
I would never watch it again.
I now have to retract my statement I just said.
No, I would never watch Snatch.
I'd probably watch this again if
I'd
a bunch of people.
I watch it's it probably in like a couple years.
He's gonna watch it. He's gonna watch it like next Tuesday,
tomorrow.
Wait, I'm gonna watch Rock and Roller next. Actually.
Oh yeah. We heard
that's my next one.
That's your next one. Well, you're already barred from picking movies since the host, dude.
Yeah.
That was, I don't care.
That was no one didn't really. No
garbage
one,
piece of shit
that
movie.
I enjoyed it.
Nobody liked it.
I felt bad.
You should have chosen. You should have chosen Snatch that time, because then everybody would have been like, "Oh boy,
that's actually
Snatch.
A good idea." I don't think the crowd was right for the host. And the host.
I don't
was
think
a lot
any
longer.
Crowd. I don't think any crowd would be right for the host.
Well, I mean, like, it was hard to see the subtitles. I think
who
that movie
put subtitles in white? What the fuck?
It was weird.
Without an outline.
They're usually
poor decisions. Well, and it was like a fajita night, and everyone's eating fajitas, and then we're watching a Korean movie.
Yeah.
Didn't translate.
It didn't go.
Nice pun.
Didn't
nice pun.
Well. Maybe if we had some Korean food.
Bulgogi. Let's go to Seoul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get some kimchi.
Nah, I'm just going to eat the bulgogi.
Some of that mangchi.
I don't need none of that kimchi vinegar stuff messing up my meal.
Okay.
Yeah, or his poop.
Yeah.
Or my poop.
Yeah. Diego's body is also racist.
Yeah.
It is.
It's Korean.
What a fucking xenophobe.
Yeah. I just don't like vinegar. It's gross.
Wait, how do you say vinegar?
Vinegar?
He said, no. He's like, no. I just don't like vinegar.
Vinegar!
No.
Racist. Like the name of a dude.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Shout outs to that dude too.
Yeah, shout outs to Vinegar. We love him.
Wherever you are, we're thinking of you.
Yeah, but like, I wouldn't watch it again. Give it one watch, and if you like it, watch it again. But it was one of those movies.
I think I'm like considering like how it could appeal to other people. That might be why I'm rating it a little bit higher.
You don't have to defend it, man.
No. I'm just thinking about it.
I feel like I have to defend it because there's a big point difference between the two of us.
You mean 3 points?
That's like a big point difference.
It's not that big of a difference.
Well, it is.
I mean, everybody.
If it's a grade scale, it's 30 points if you think about it like that, out of 100.
I don't know.
Yeah. Seems like a big deal.
Embrace cognitive dissonance. It's fine.
It was one of those things. Cool, I wouldn't watch it again.
It's not my cognitive dissonance.
Are you sure?
I think so.
The thing is, like, it wasn't a bad movie.
No, it's not.
It's just one of those movies where it's like I watched it and I never have to watch it again.
I'd probably watch it again if like a bunch of people are over and I have to choose a movie and be like Snatch, because people don't like watching things like, you know, serious things.
Like The Host.
Yeah, like The Host, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, even think about 13 Assassins. Like, it was a crowd pleaser for the crowd we had, minus Chimichanga, who thought it was like a fucking dumb movie.
Yeah.
You know?
I had to remember who Chimichanga was. Really? She was really unhappy during that whole movie.
Well, it's like she had never seen a Japanese man before. Like,
I thought Sam was very upset at Chimichanga's
I think he was,
commentary.
Too.
No.
Oh, my God. What's with their hair?
I was just like...
Are they all the same dude?
I didn't know she Chimichanga was a valley girl.
Yeah. I don't know. I got one accent.
We got one accent for everything.
Yeah.
Some Korean people. Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's actually also Mike with a Mike's voice, too.
Okay.
yeah, but...
Reading is hard. Reading is hard.
This has got to be... It's one of those things, man. Anyway, it's been real. I'm sorry I gave it the low review, guys, but it's one of those movies where it's just like, I'd recommend it. I'm not going to watch it again, but I thought it's fluff. And if you're in the mood for something fluff with action,
yeah,
it's pretty good.
I think it's a little better than that, but yeah.
I've seen better movies with that are doing the same thing. I think
I have too.
I mean, yeah, but that's why we all gave other movies higher scores.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you gave it a Herculean 8.
Yeah, that's true. I guess what's that? Is that my second favorite movie?
I guess
according
it's
to your
according
reviews,
to
yeah.
your
scale.
According
I mean, you weren't there to defend the host review, but
that's true.
This is a
we should add
movie.
That.
Yeah.
What do you give the host, Diego?
I probably give it an 8. I really like that movie.
Are you
movie.
Serious?
I really like that movie.
That movie
that's a great
sucks,
monster
dude.
Movie, dude.
It's a terrible monster
it's
movie.
It's a fantastic
great
full
monster
of
movie.
Shit.
Is like
the best
Godzilla.
Part about the monster movie, the best part about that monster movie was the actual monster because it looked great.
It did look pretty awesome.
But
it did look pretty
I mean,
awesome.
It was kind of long.
Shout outs to
it's just a B
Korean
monster
animators.
Movie.
I don't think it's a B monster movie when you pay that much money to
yeah, I think
make
it's a D
movie.
Monster movie because you fucked up so hard.
What?
Well, Diego didn't make the movie, dude.
I didn't do it.
No, I mean like the creators,
Korean,
not
it's
you.
A Korean
it's
movie.
D for Diego.
Yeah.
I always wanted my own monster movies.
Right? Well, yeah. it's a Korean, it was a high budget Korean flick.
No, I mean if you grading it on the scale of monster movies, it's probably this, then Sharktopus right below it.
Oh yeah.
Can you guys think of any other monster movies in the last like 10 years?
I haven't watched a monster movie.
Wasn't no. What was the one with all the shaky cam?
Cloverfield.
That was supposed to be good.
That was a shit
I haven't
movie,
seen
man.
It.
I never saw it.
It was supposed to be
that
good.
Was an awful
I'm not
movie.
Saying Super 8. Then that isn't that a movie?
Super 8's not a
monster
movie.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
It's not a monster.
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, we're digressing again.
Yeah.
Why don't you sign us off, Sam,
okay.
and then we'll
get
say goodbye.
Well, yeah. Thanks everybody for listening to our long-winded and unnecessary review of a movie that Andy only thinks is worth 5.
I know, right?
And we'll never watch again.
I won't watch
ever
again.
Like,
no,
God damn it, Sam!
On.
You're screwing up the sign off. Sign us off.
Well, to be honest, Chimichanga also is with you. I think she's with Diego. She fucking loved that movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Which was unusual. I don't know how she didn't call this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since
she called
since
Reservoir
she predicts
Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs.
Perfectly.
Which is unbelievable to me.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Very suspicious. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't think it's suspicious. It's
I think
totally
it's suspicious.
Predictable. Just like everything he ever makes.
just
Tarantino.
The leather gimp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thanks again for listening.
we
appreciate
just don't
your
do
questions
homework.
And comments.
I got to read still.
Yeah,
I don't want to go.
They don't
want to
read. But yeah, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
Later, guys.